Walking the Flood Wall, written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. I have a confession to make. Last Sunday, I skipped church. I actually had a very good excuse. I wanted to spend more time with God. I know that sounds pretty strange, and I'm certainly not saying that Christians should start ditching on Sundays. But that morning, as I was getting ready to leave, I couldn't help feeling, much to my surprise, that the Holy Spirit didn't want me to go to church that day. So instead, I stayed at home and started reading the Bible. I'd only planned on reading 2 chapters that morning, but I ended up reading 8. Occasionally, I'd reread passages to let the words sink in or underline verses that stood out to me. After I'd finished, I went outside and started walking. There's a flood wall near my apartment that acts as a kind of jogging trail, and as I made my way across it, I talked with God. I just started praying, telling God about the things going on in my life, my worries, my hopes, what I was grateful for. I let it all pour out as I made my way to the end of the trail. To be honest, it was the closest I'd been to God in a really long time. Looking back on it now, I can see God has a sense of humor. Not only did I spend 3 hours meditating with God, but the first chapter I read that morning was Luke chapter 2, which contains one of Jesus' own experiences with the Heavenly Father. Luke chapter 2, verses 43 through 50 says, "After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.' 'Why were you searching for me?' he asked. 'Didn't you know I had to be about my father's house?' But they did not understand what he was saying to them." Sometimes church can be a ritual. We go, we sing the songs, we sit through the sermon, and then forget everything once we've left. We allow our Sunday services to become our faith, and our time with God starts looking more like something out of a self-help seminar. But God doesn't just want our attendance on Sundays, He wants us. I think this story in Luke shows us what our time with God should really be like. For Jesus, His Father's house was a place of safety, a place where He could grow and mature, a place to listen and at the same time, be heard. So, the next time you go to church, don't go out of habit, but apply these lessons to your life, and when you sing, sing for Christ. Intersecting faith and life. Take a day and spend some personal time with God. Pray and meditate on His words. And for further reading, check out Luke chapter 2.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.